This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. My name is Audrey Raj. You're listening to Resource Center on Enterprise. In the studio today, we have our friends from Bonzi Design Jaden, brand architects who are responsible for the rebranding work of some notable Malaysian giants like Maybank, Kurnia Insurance and Post Malaysia. Say hello to the Malaysian director of Bonzi Design Jaden, Nigel Phillips, who's here to shake us up and remind us about one of the biggest challenges facing brands today: transformation. How can brands merge the issues and opportunities delivered by technology, like the ever-increasing volume of customer data, with the human side of the equation, i.e. the customer experience and the customer journey, but do all this in a way that truly reflects the brand's promise? Nigel here, he has the answers.
My name's Nigel. I'm a director of Bonzi Design in Malaysia, and I've been with Bonzi for about 10 years or so.
Let's start off by making sure all of us here are on the same page. Branding, it seems like such a generic and a simple word, but it's also really complex when it comes to actually putting branding into place in your organization, your company, or your SME. So the obvious question, but I suspect one that not everybody has the same answer to: what is branding?
What is branding? Okay, let me turn it the other way around. What is a brand? A brand is a promise. It's a promise between a business and their customers, a business and their clients, a business and their staff. Simple as that.
So where do you think we are today in Malaysia with the understanding of brands? What is the Malaysian promise? Are the Malaysian companies doing it well?
I think a lot of Malaysian companies are doing it really, really well now. I think it's improved dramatically over the years that I've been around it and watching it. But there are still some fairly shocking examples. I mean, I'll give you an example. We were recently asked to work with a client who is part of a major merger that's visible in the market, that's happening. And the only decision that was driving their brand was who's got the prettiest logo, which is not what a brand is. So there are some bad examples out there still, but there are less and less, I'm pleased to say.
Do you think that most Malaysian companies understand brand as just what people see on the surface, just the logo, just the name?
I think some of them still do. I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges that we face, and I think the brands face as well. I think brands need to understand what it means and what that word promise means internally and externally.
So what does Bonzi Design do with respect to branding?
We build sustainable brands for long-term impact is what we do. So it starts from the very, very beginning, starting figuring out who we are, what our culture is, what the brand stands for. You translate that into a promise. You translate that inevitably into a logo or a visual interpretation, because everybody recognizes a brand very quickly through that. That's a simple, inherent way they do things. And then it's about building the brand story. What does that brand stand for to the world outside and to the world inside? And the difference between the internal and the external brand is one of the really big issues, I think, facing brands today, and the absolute need for them to really focus on the internal brand, because people work for money. That is perfectly true. They often work for their boss because they like that person. They want to go and work for them. But ultimately, at the end of the day, they work for a brand. They work for something where they can say to their friends and their family, hey, guys, I work for company X or company Y. And so building a strong internal brand means you can recruit, and most importantly, you can retain the best people. There's no point in recruiting them and letting them go. So that culture of who we are, what we do, and how we do it, that's what an internal brand is. That's what an internal brand stands for. And that's what I think one of the biggest challenges that brands face today in this market and in any other market, in truth.
We'll come back to internal branding in just a bit, but is there a major difference between B2B and B2C brands and how they behave?
There is, because they have different approaches. But at the end of the day, there are two fundamental things that are the same about a B2B brand and a B2C brand. First off, they have customers. Second off, they have staff. So if you come back to the conversation about an internal and an external brand, that's exactly what they are in both of the cases. They just behave somewhat differently.
All right. So coming back to internal brands, why is this so important and why is it being neglected?
I don't think it's been neglected. I don't think people have really figured out what an internal brand is and what it means and what the importance of it is. I tell you what, friends are not friends of ours. I hate to say that. Well, maybe they are friends. Trend Watching have come up with a really nice emotive phrase recently and something that put into words, something that we've been trying to talk to our clients about. And they call them glass box brands. And what that means is traditionally brands and businesses were pretty much the black box. You didn't really know what went on inside them. You couldn't really tell exactly what it was about. You sort of saw the outside, but you saw nothing inside. But today, that's not true at all. You can see, go onto LinkedIn, you can see who works for the business. You can see elsewhere what they're paid. You can see whether they like or dislike it. You can see pretty much everything about it. And so you learn about the culture. Everybody outside knows, and that impacts massively today. So it's essential that the internal brand is stronger and stronger. Give you a real live example. Southwest Airlines in the States has been a great example of a brand that's been very visible. Everyone knows the culture of Southwest Airlines. It came up, it's all about the fun and the enjoyment and the dancing and the noise. And it was a really amazing service brand.
Really?
And a few months back, you remember that video of the guy being dragged screaming off the United Airlines flight?
Yes.
So tell me about the internal brand of United Airlines. The culture that allowed something like that to happen, the internal brand that allowed something like that to happen, demonstrates today that the value and the damage created by not really understanding what your internal brand is, what your culture is, because the culture of Southwest would never, ever, for a millisecond, have allowed that to happen. Mm. United, sadly, got caught. And that's a really, really bad example. So I think for many people, the true thing is if you've got the vision, you know where the brand's going, then that allows you to build that internal brand.
So what does that mean for businesses today?
What it means is that businesses are changing. And if I take it up a level and talk a bit more about it, I think the word that you want to use is you want to use transformation. Hmm. Because businesses today are changing really, really fast. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of that is driven by technology. A lot of that is driven by the world of the digital world. A lot of it is driven by what is happening around you. So from that perspective, as the business changes, the brand changes. The two are lockstepped and interlinked. And therefore, in a way, that transformation issue is the thing that we need to focus on. And that's the bit that's changing. If you want to talk a bit more about that, and I know we haven't got hours, but let's talk a bit about transformation. Transformation from a digital perspective has had a major impact, and that's where we see it from our side of the fence. It's not just about, oh, let's do more digital, or I tell you what, let's have a mobile app. That's just how you use it, not what you're talking about. So don't just say, let's do more digital. Let's think about how do we use it, because that pace of change is moving faster and faster and faster. I'm old enough to remember the days of the big mainframe computers. Mainframe computers were not that long ago, but you know they've changed now. Then we had ERP systems, all the stuff that was out there. Then we went on to CRM systems, and then we've gone on to data analytics, cloud computing, and all this stuff. And that's history, because now we're talking about augmented reality, we're talking about IoT, we're talking about machine learning. So what brands have done, driven by technology, as they've changed your expectations of what they are. Mm. When was Uber founded? 2009. Yeah. Only 9 years ago, for heaven's sake. Mm. When was Grab founded? 2012. Lazada, 2012. So when you think about that, your expectations of those brands have changed dramatically. Those expectations of the world have changed dramatically. And what they do is they rely on masses of data to help predict what you're going to do. And they use that data effectively to build the customer experience. And that applies, you know, both to B2B and B2C brands. So I think what we're talking about now is we've moved from something that we've described maybe as ease of use. It's easy to use a product, easy to use a brand. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about ease of life. We were doing it last night. We expect to be able to get out of the train in the rain, go downstairs, press our button and get an Uber or a Grab. We expect it. 5 years ago, whoever ever was able to get a cab in Malaysia, at any point in time, let alone in the rain.
Of course.
So the expectation has changed. So the businesses have to realign themselves. And it's not just those guys. All of us have to realign ourselves to deliver against that customer expectation. And that's the real change, I think, that's happening. I think that's the big difference that we see, both on a digital perspective and also on a traditional perspective, if you like, in terms of both the internal and the external brand.
I'm speaking to Nigel Phillips from Bonzi Design Jaden on brand transformation. After the break, we discuss what brand transformation means from the C-suite perspective. Resource Center will be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Center with me, Audrey Raj. Malaysian director of Bonzi Design Jaden, Nigel Phillips, is in the studio with me today, and we're talking about the main challenge facing brands today: transformation. We've covered that a brand is essentially a promise. So what needs to happen internally, organizationally, or from a brand's perspective to deliver the promise of the investment made? And what needs to happen externally to increase the brand love you receive from your customers in a world driven by technology? Well, Nigel here can help us with that. So Nigel, just before the break, we were talking about transformation and what that means in reference to the brand. But what does this mean for the brand from, like, say, the CEO's perspective or that of the CTO or the CMO?
I'm thrilled you asked that, because I think these are the guys that really need to get behind this. Without the board, without the CEO, without the CTO, businesses don't change. It is as simple as that. It's all about the leadership. Okay, so let's probably three things. First, you absolutely need to have a clear and simple proposition for what your brand, your business, and your products stand for. So if you think about that, think about the vision, mission, values. Not something you paste on the wall, but it's something that really means something. Think about your culture. Think about your internal brand. Why do people work for us? Why do people stay with us? And think about your place in your customers' lives. That's, I think, the first thing. The second thing is you need to build, and this is tough, you need to build an organization that is designed to change, designed to involve. Nobody likes change. We all say we like it, but the fact of the matter is we don't. So you need to work a way of ensuring that your brand culture builds change into its DNA. And it's not easy. So think, talk to the CTO. Think about agile. Think about agile. It's not a process just for the digital guys. Agile is a way companies work. Talk to the CMO. Talk about think design thinking. It's about putting the customer, their profile, their needs right at the heart of developing everything you do. And think about the fact that you need to remove barriers and silos out of those traditional hierarchies. And I think that's relevant. And thirdly, think about how your brand will mirror exactly the customer experience. I referred to, you know, climbing down and trying to get a taxi. I won't remain use the name the other night. So think about the customer journey. Think about how your customer relates to your business and how your people, how your processes, and how your technology actually aligns itself with that customer journey. Think about not just the functional, but think about the emotional connections that you can make. Because if you build a really compelling story, a compelling narrative, that's how the customer will work with you. That's how the customer will relate to you. That's the most important thing. People understand stories. We've all had stories all of our lives from the time we were children. So think about a compelling story about your brand, and that's how you will make the difference for all of those three people in the C, with the C at the beginning of their name.
So maybe you can give us some examples of what you mean by creating a story that resonates with your customers.
Let me give you a couple. I'm very proud of the work we've did with POS Malaysia as one of Malaysia's most important businesses. And I think that was all around recognizing that their business was changing. So few people post letters anymore. And yet they have got these post offices all over the country. So for them, they recognized very clearly their business model was changing. They recognized that the last mile, the first mile, the elements of logistics were really important. They recognized that they can extend their business through their relationship with KLAS, et cetera, into logistics, into airport services, into shipping, into all those elements that are associated with it. But they're still POS Malaysia. So it was part of building a culture for them, helping them explain to their internal people what the business model was all about, how the world was changing, and recognizing the world was changing and saying, how are we going to address that? How do we build the architecture we referred to earlier so it allows that equity to be built, as Huyen referred to? How do we make sure that that business actually moves itself forward? And how do you then take a lot of the digital tools that are out there, whether it's the website or whether it's e-fulfillment or whether it's e-procurement or whether it's e-commerce, all with the E's, and bake them into the business seamlessly so that the use of technology, the investment in technology, actually pays off so the customer feels it, the customer touches it, and the customer doesn't feel intimidated by it. The risk with some of the work we've done some major work with the bank in the Philippines, who I probably can't name, where they've asked us to change the whole customer experience at a bank level. They built a new branch entirely, which is totally different. But for them, that meant that the customer relied on technology. But it had to be technology that was friendly, that worked for the customer, that didn't intimidate the customer, because customers are still scared of technology. Because they don't, how much of me do you really want to know? And if you know too much about me in a banking environment, you lose the key feature of trust, and you lose the key feature of that relationship. So this was about transforming that bank. It was about transforming the experience at a branch level, my reference to customers. It was transforming the way the business worked, my reference to the CMO, the CTO, the CEO, removing the silos, working together, making everyone move at the same speed. So we were building that bank up so that the customer journey, how they got there, how they felt when they were there, how they were treated when they were there, how they had access to the products and the services, that made all the difference. So I think there's two sort of very, very important examples there. And a third one is somebody I probably won't name as well, who wanted to change their vision of how they were moving forwards, but they didn't want to change their identity or anything else like that. They wanted to just change it. So it was an internal transformation program, very much the internal brand again, as Huyen referred to. And that was about finding out what really they were about, and then taking that and saying, okay, externally, how are we going to use that? But most importantly, internally, what does that mean to us? What does that mean to our people? How do we then explain that to them? How do we build that story? How do we give them something that they can all wake up in the morning and believe in? And people always laugh at, you know, vision, mission, values. Okay, it's something that we put on the wall because the CEO wants one. And they had one of those visions. It was like about, I think it was three breaths long. It was like about, you know, 17 lines. And we got it down to three words. Now, you can't tattoo 17 lines on your arm, but you can tattoo three words. And so three words now, they remember the vision. They know what the vision of the business is. And that's helped motivate the business. That's helped find people. That's helped retain people. It's helped clarify. It's helped build the two businesses together. So I think examples there, again, about transformation. Now, that was a different format of transformation. It was purely an internal brand transformation. But I think the driver today of technology for the majority of businesses means that they need to use technology from a customer-focused perspective. Not just, hey, hello, let's do more technology. It's how can we take that? How can we take what we do and make it work from a customer's perspective? And that's a brand decision. Because right at the first part of this conversation, we said a brand is a promise. Yeah. So what is that promise that you're changing? How is that promise changing? Recognize that it's changing. Then how do you apply that to the brand? You don't have to change the logo if you don't want to. That's not part of this deal. What it is about how do we change the customer experience and the customer journey? And that applies across offline and online and the whole process.
And it sounds like a really long process.
Not necessarily. Mm. It depends. Refer back to the comment about the CTO and Agile. It depends what you want to do. If you recognize you've got a problem out there, then you need to move forwards with this and you need to move forwards with it quickly. You need the CEO, you need the board to be committed to this. And then it's a question of an identification. Often it's just using an external consultant. It's using somebody who can ask you the questions intelligently and honestly so that it brings out a lot of what you know in a format that you know it. And then it's taking that information. We're working with a client at the moment who wants to build their employee value proposition there. They've done a great job, but it is unsellable at this point in time because it is so thick, it's so detailed, it's so clear. It doesn't work for them. So we're in a position to say, okay, how does that relate to the brand? How do we use the language that works for everybody? How do we sell that product to your people internally? And how do we make that happen? So it doesn't have to be a long purpose. It can be a long project. If you start from scratch, it can be a long project. But there are massive numbers of ways you can short circuit these processes and build your internal brand and use technology more effectively to actually work for you in getting to your customer. So it's a lot of you, and you know, we're not here to solve all your business problems for you. We're here to help you take your business and your business ideas and translate those into the brand that reflects in the promise that you're actually talking to the client about.
All right. And just to wrap up, the biggest challenge facing brands today is, like you said, transformation and its impact on both the external and internal brand. Any parting words?
Talk to us.
Of course.
Talk to us. But no, seriously. I think parting words would be, if anything else, recognize that fact. Don't shy away from it. Recognize it and say, okay, if that is truly happening, do we have a culture that we can enunciate effectively that will give us the right people, that will retain the right people, that will allow us to make this transformation? It doesn't have to be a wrenching transformation. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about seeing where you're going, finding that roadmap, finding that vision, finding that process, and then working your way down in a way that you can bring those people along with you that you want and give them a story that they can believe in. When you talk about a merger, don't talk about why we're doing the merger. Don't talk about the balance sheet. Don't talk about the numbers. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, I understand business too. Don't talk about that. Talk about what it means to me. Talk about why we're doing it. Go beyond the deal. Because if you go beyond the deal, people will commit to it. People will understand it. People will believe in it. And your staff, your ambassadors, the people that really make the difference are the people that will come with you. So accept it's out there. Know it's out there. And work with us, work with people like us to allow you to help, because we're there to help your business and we're there to help you find your people, retain your people, retain your customers, and ensure that that customer journey, that customer experience, in every single element of that customer experience really goes to your advantage.
That was the Malaysian director of Bonzi Design, Jaden Nigel Phillips. For more on brand transformation, the digital brand architects at Bonzi Design, Jaden are ready to help. Just visit their website, bonzijaden.com, to get in touch. And remember, if you miss any part of this interview or would like to take notes on what Nigel just said, go download the BFM mobile app to listen to our podcast. You can find the app on the App Store and on Google Play. And for more useful insights into issues that affect you and your business, keep it here on Enterprise, because Enterprise Biz Bytes is up next. So that's it for me for now. I am Audrey Raj, and this has been Resource Center on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.